Did I get it right?
I think you got it right.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving my soul and giving me the opportunity and lay it on Brother Joe's heart to ask me to preach tonight. And you only get a chance or two in a year's time. It's precious. And I just thank God for that and thank God for the songs. And I just want to, you know, thank God for, you know, Him being so wonderful, you know. And that's what we're going to preach on tonight. The title of it, I guess, is The Wonder of It All. And I got that from a song in the hymnal. And I want to preach out a verse from Psalms chapter 8. And just verse 3 and 4. And as y'all turn, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for this evening, and thank you for this time to be here in your house again to be able to lift your name above all names, Lord, that we may think, that we may consider, that we may ponder, we may wonder at how great thou art. We just know that our finite minds cannot behold thee completely. And we just want to thank you for saving our souls and giving us a home in heaven, Lord, that one day we'll be able to see you face to face and have a life, Lord, without pain, without heartache, Lord. And I just thank you for that, Lord. That one day you looked down on me and saved my wretched soul, Lord. And just help me tonight, Lord, I may put myself aside and just put my eyes and our focus on Jesus, Lord. Just help us and guide us, Lord. May do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I stand here tonight, I kind of wandered back to the last time I preached. and I'm afraid I preached too long and too hard, you know. And sometimes even when you're 42, fixing to turn 43, you know, kind of, you learn lessons of life, you know. And I'm sure 50 years ago, 60 years ago, the man who preached 2 and 3 hours long was, you know, was fine back then. But, you know, you learn today to, you know, you just have to ask God to help you to do what He wants you to do in the time that is most beneficial to the people. And I just want to thank Him for being, you know, being patient with me and helping me every step of the way. And I like to think, you know, I like to, every night I walk the dog, me and Deborah will walk our dog late at night, you know, be 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, even midnight sometimes, we'll walk our dog. It's quiet. You know, all the kids are, you know, all 75 kids around the property are asleep, and everybody's asleep. And a lot of times here in Florida, you have clear nights, and you're able to walk and look up at the stars. And I like to think, I like to ponder, I like to wonder about God. And sometimes I have questions that will never be answered, or won't be answered until I get to heaven. You know, I like to, you know, sometimes I ask people questions that just blow their mind. It blows my mind. And here in Psalms chapter 8, verse 3 and 4, well, let's just start in verse 3. It says, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained." You know, that first verse is, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou ordained. When I consider, when I walk at night and ponder and wonder and consider the things that God has done and who God is, you know, my finite mind cannot comprehend what or who God truly is. I just, if I even come If I think long enough, I'll just sort short circuit, you know, my brain, because the vastness of God is unimaginable. You know, I think about the universe, the known universe and the unknown universe. You know, if you would take a spaceship that had unlimited fuel supply and start out through the spaces and be able to travel beyond the speed of light and be able to go to the, quote, end of the universe. And then I get to thinking about, okay, there's the end of the known universe, but what's beyond? You know, or somebody might say, well, what about go to the end of the universe? Okay, let's make that spaceship. Let's go to the end of the universe. Okay, we've gotten here. But my mind doesn't stop there. What's on the other side? There's got to be something else. You know, it might be just space. It might be emptiness, but emptiness is something. I don't believe, you know, I made this quote to some friends of mine years ago, there is no end to end. And they're like, well, you know, they're like, what? You know, I was not only blowing their mind, I was blowing my mind. There, you can take that spaceship, or as we're taught in school about a line from point A to point B, that is a finite line. But you take a line from point A, and we're taught in elementary school that is an infinite line that has no other point. It just keeps going forever and ever and ever. It goes on for eternity. And, you know, and so I talk about the end of the universe. What end? You know, we get to a barrier, you get to a wall, and what's beyond? You get to, but what about the end of time? You know, we express time in minutes, seconds, hours, days, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries, a millennium. But, you know, we think about, you know, when I think about it, infinity, it goes, or eternity, it goes forever, you know, and a lot of times I think about it, and a lot of people do, they think about eternity future. You know, one day we're going to get our new bodies, we're going to be able to be with the Lord, we're going to be able to be in heaven, and we're going to be perfect with the Lord for eternity future. But then sometimes as I walk my dog, I think about eternity past. You know, and we, of course, my finite mind can only comprehend hours and minutes and days and years. I can't comprehend anything else, because that's what we've been taught. So I just think about, what about 100,000 years ago? What about 1 million years ago? What about 2 trillion years ago? What was going on then? You know, God made Adam and Eve, God made the earth approximately 6,000 years ago. What was happened the day before? God made Gabriel, God made Michael the archangel, God made Lucifer the angel. God made a heavenly host of angels. They are created beings. But what was before? You know, your mind starts thinking, you're like, wow, what was before? What happened 1 trillion years ago? And what if I take that spaceship and go into space and see the many stars? You know, we look at our Earth and we're like, wow, that's a big planet. But you can take 100 of our Earths and put it into our sun. You go to the next solar system, I'm not sure what the name of the star is, Alpha Centauri or something like that. You can put 1,000 of our suns into that star. You can go to the next one above that, you can put 1,000 Alpha Centauris into that star. And then your mind starts wondering, how big can it be? How awesome can this universe be? How awesome and big and vast can time be? And the universe be? And eternity future and eternity past? How awesome and magnificent can it be? And it just blows my mind. I said, we read over in we read over in Psalms chapter 33, verse 6. It says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Now, can you think about eternity past, eternity future? Can you think about billions of people? Can you think about billions of planets, billions and billions of stars inside of a universe, in our known universe, but there are billions of other universes and solar systems that are so beyond what our finite minds can comprehend. We cannot sit and comprehend it. There's just no way. We can send a spaceship out as far as we can go. We can send satellites that take years and roaming around, and they find, you know, finally took many years just to get out to the edges of our solar system, just to get a glimpse, just to get a microscopic glimpse of our solar system. And just think, there's billions and billions of other solar systems. You know, I sit there and I can think for hours on these things. You know, I can think, what was before? What will become after? You know, I love to think when I'm going to be into heaven and I'm going to be, have that perfect body, and I'm going to be with my mom and dad again, and all my loved ones that are saved are going to be with me. And that's awesome to think about. But you know, I believe these questions that I cannot comprehend now, that I cannot answer now, will be answered one day. But then I digress, or not even digress, I hate using that word. I change that mode of thinking. Then I think about what is really important. And I'm thinking about 2 million years ago, 10 million years ago. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's fun to think about it. Even thinking about eternity future. It doesn't matter. It's not going to affect my life at the moment, make me happy that I know I'm going to live for eternity. But it doesn't, you know, it's fun to think about it, but it is not important. You know, I think about that song, Amazing Grace. And I think about the author, the writer of that song, John Newton. And I think about that moment in time just before he wrote that song, Amazing Grace. I can just think the thoughts that flooded this man's mind. He was a captain of a slave ship. They went from Africa, picking up slaves in Africa, binding them in chains, putting them in the ship, coming over to America and selling them as slaves in bondage for the rest of their lives. And I can imagine what this man, I can only imagine what this man went through, what he thought about after God had convicted him of this, saying, man, and you see the faces of these children. You see the faces of these women and men in bondage, and the chains are dying on the ships by the thousands, and they're throwing their bodies overboard into the sea. And then he gets to the ports, the ship ports, and then he sells them to these cane sugar fields and these rich men that owns these big old plantations. And he knows in his mind, he probably tries to dismiss it, but he says he knows that they're going to be punished every day. They're going to be beaten. They're going to be tortured every day by these men. And that's probably why he wrote the overwhelming thought of how wretched a man he was. And that's what he wrote in that song, how wretched of a man he was. But then God himself came in one day, just before he wrote this song. I don't know what the timetable was before he got saved and the time he wrote this song, but God come into John Newton's life, and he took away them thoughts for a moment. He said, I believe he used the thoughts. He said, yes, John Newton, you are a wretched, vile sinner. But he let the Holy Spirit let John Newton know how great a Savior Jesus was. That no matter how bad, no matter how wretched John Newton was, that Jesus Christ still loved him. And he still died for him. You know, John Newton was the cause of many deaths, you know, to a lot of men and women and children from Africa. But he realized that God himself came down to die for him. So he wouldn't have to be a slave to sin, that he wouldn't be in bondage to sin, that he wouldn't be dying one day, going to hell and having that eternal death to him. He realized that, and that's why he was able to write that wonderful Baptist anthem, as we call it, Amazing Grace. And I too have these same thoughts. You know, how wretched of a man I am. Years ago, you know, committed all kind of sins, and you know, I can think back of the sins I've committed and people I've hurt, and I can sit and think and ponder and say, boy, how wretched of a man I was. And I still sin. But then God can come in, and did come in one day and said, how great a Savior Jesus is. I just thank the Holy Spirit one day for coming in my heart and saying, how great a Savior is. You may be vile, Alan Edge. You may be wretched, and you're on your way to hell, but Jesus died for you. Jesus loves you, and he died for you. And he's willing to save your soul from that slavery himself. And there's a couple of songs, you know, and I titled this The Wonder of It All, and one of the songs was The Wonder of It All, you know. And there was another song that came to mind I was writing, you know, getting this ready, is The Wonder of Wonders. And I know most of y'all have heard that. And I just want to read some of the words here of this song. It said, The Wonders of Wonders, as she looked on his face, that this little boy spoke the worlds into place, the stars and the moon shining brightly on them, the earth and the sun were created by him. And as I'm sure the writer of this song was pondering that day, probably the wonders of God, and Mary, you know, probably pondering Jesus, this little boy, you know, created the stars and the sun and the moon. And then the chorus of the song, it says, The wonder of wonders, oh, how could it be that God became flesh and was given for me? The Almighty came down and walked among men. The wonder of wonders, and this is it, the wonder of wonders, he died for my sins. And then it says, the wonder of wonders, as she looked down and smiled, that he was her maker as well as her child. He created the womb that had given him birth. He was God incarnate, came down to earth. And the wonder of wonders, as she heard his small cry, that this voice had thundered on Mount Sinai. The small hand she held so tenderly had made a dry path through the mighty Red Sea. And just that thought that little boy, that little baby that Mary held that day, them days, was a wonder of wonder that this little boy was here to die for me. And as this other song, The Wonder of It All, that's where I got a lot of this, it says, there's a wonder at sunset at evening, the wondrous sunrise I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me. You know, I can't, you know, when I sit there and ponder, and I blow my mind sometimes at how great God is, and how awesome God is, and how expansive God's universe is, and it goes on through eternity past and eternity future, and how the billions of stars and suns and meteorites and planets and this for eternity and eternity space, where our best scientists with the smartest minds cannot comprehend it, this wonderful God of above died for me. And he loves me. And he loves you. And this thing is, I guess, is going on the internet one time. you know, for a week or two. And I hope that somebody that listens to this on the internet, I pray that God will bring somebody to the internet, to our website, and they can hear the wonder of it all. They may know, you know, most people I see here are saved. I believe, you know, everybody's had a testimony of being saved and on their way to heaven. And if anybody that does listen to this on the internet, or maybe give a tape to or whatever, that they realize how wretched, you know, even they may realize how wretched they are, how wretched I am, how wretched every person that ever born has been. The wonder of it all is God loves me. God loves you. God loves the person that may be listening on the internet. And I just thank God that as the verses here, back to chapter 8 in Psalms, it says, you know, not only when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, the stars, which thou hast deigned, but here the first part of verse 4, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And I just thank God that he is who he is, I am who I am, he is the awesome creator, the almighty God of the universe. And I'm this lowly, wretched sinner in the expanse of time, the expanse of space, the expanse of the earth, the expanse of the human race. I'm a microscopic amoeba. But yet God loved me. To not only love me, but to die for me, to take the wretchedness that I've committed against him, place it on his son, Jesus Christ, that I might not die and go to hell. Jesus took my place. That wondrous of wonders, that little child in that manger 2,000 years ago, came here for one purpose, and that was to die for me, because the wonder of it all, that he loves me.
There's a song called How Big Is God, and the chorus says, how big is God, how big and wide is vast domain, to try to tell these lips could only start. He's big enough to rule the mighty universe, yet small enough to live within my heart. And that's what Brother Allen was getting across tonight, and God used you, Brother Allen. Thank you very much. I needed that reminder. He's a big God, and he lives in here. It's amazing. Amen. Well, stand with me if you would, and we'll sing hymn number 160, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.